Muy buenas noches, un saludo a todos los que están conectados a través del satélite Amazonas.
Good evening. Greetings to all those who are connected through the satellite Amazonas and also through the satellite Eutelsat 8 and also through the internet and other means of communication. Today, Friday, January 12, 2024. And also greetings to the missionary Miguel Bermudez Marin there in Torreón, Coahuila, Mexico. On this occasion, we search in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30, where it tells us, "And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption." Sealed by the greatest sign. That is the subject we will be seeing and hearing preached on February 21st, 2015 in Mexico City, Mexico. You may please be seated. It tells us in the message, "Time to Gather with the Lord," preached on Saturday, June 4th, 2011 in Bogota, Colombia. Our brother William tells us, so, that is why we are waiting for the coming of the Lord. And thus, the church is the one that is waiting for the second coming of Christ, for her gathering and transformation. Without the coming of the Lord, there will be no transformation. There, we can see the good tidings that this mighty archangel is given us. And he is telling us that without the fulfillment of the second coming of the Lord, which is coming to carry out that claiming work, he tells us there can be no resurrection nor transformation. And notice, he continues to say, so, we have to be on the lookout at this end time, and we have to know how to tell the difference. Know the difference there is between the coming of Christ to His church and what will the coming of Christ to this world will be at the end of the Great Tribulation. Those are two different events. Remember that coming after the Great Tribulation is when we return from the marriage supper of the Lamb for the establishment of the kingdom of the Prince Messiah. And it says, those are two different events. Before the Great Tribulation, He comes for His church and to His church, which in that year, notice, He says that we are waiting for the coming of the Lord. At that year, the ministry and the instrument in which God would be fulfilling that promise was not in operation yet. Those are two different events. Before the Great Tribulation, He comes for His church and to His church, and He comes with a new name. And after the Great Tribulation, He comes with His glorified church after the marriage supper of the Lamb. And He also comes with a new name, a name that no man knows but He Himself. Therefore, it is not Jesus, because everyone knows the name of Jesus. That is another one of the mysteries, and that mystery is revealed in and by the thunders of Revelation chapter 10, verse 1 to 11. And that is a mystery that will be revealed to the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, and it is linked to the coming of the Lord to His church. In other words, it is linked to the coming of the Lord before the Great Tribulation. And then it will be linked to the coming of the Lord after the Great Tribulation for the establishment of the kingdom of God. Further on this same message, he says, the mystery of the second coming of Christ after the Great Tribulation is great, but the mystery of the coming of the Lord to His church is greater. That is the one that is most mysterious, And that is the one that will be known only by each believer in Christ who will be transformed and taken with Christ to the marriage supper of the Lamb. No one else has to know that mystery. Only the believers in Christ who will be transformed, whom will be listening to the voice of Christ as the Lion of Revelation chapter 11. And therefore, they will be listening to Christ, the one who spoke in the church ages as high priest and as a lamb. They will be seeing him change from lamb to lion, from high priest to king. Now, notice that this mystery will only be known by those who will be transformed and taken to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Whoever does not receive the fulfillment of his coming before the great tribulation will not be transformed and will not go to the marriage supper of the Lamb. As simple as that. And what will those who are going to be transformed and taken to the marriage supper of the Lamb be listening to? They will be listening to the same one who spoke in the ages through different messengers. But they will be seeing, notice, the change from lamb to lion. And it is carried out by the instrument himself, who makes that overlap, that change of dispensation. In the book of quotations, it tells us on page 113, paragraph 993, it says, "And as the Father sent him to preach to the living, to those who had hope, and then presented the same message to those who had no hope." Remember that the third pool is for the bride, is for the foolish, and is for the lost. And there he writes at the top, the same message to, two dots, those who had hope and those who did not have hope. And in between parentheses, he writes, today it will be the gospel of the kingdom. And he continues saying, it seems to fitting at this time that that will have to be done, because the Spirit of Christ living in us does not change the nature of Him or doesn't change God's system. He must be the same in every generation. He must be the same, said, as the Father sent me, so sent I you. The ministries must be the same. And there he writes, Revelation 7, 2-5, 11, 3-6, and 14, verse 1. Notice, they are, and it is that angel with the seal of the living God, and we see him there, Revelation 11, which is the ministries of Moses and Elisha. Our brother William goes on to say in this message, he will be speaking consecutively, just as he spoke during the different stages or ages of the church, the seven stages, but he spoke through different messengers. At the last day, he will speak consecutively without changing. He will speak consecutively as lion. And therefore, those are the thunders of Revelation 10. The voice of Christ speaking to us at the last day and revealing to us all those mysteries. The mystery of His coming, the mystery of His new name, the mystery of the faith for the rapture, the mystery of the territory where the manifestation of the golden stage of the church will take place, the stage of the age of the cornerstone, and all these things. Therefore, all of that is also linked to the resurrection and the transformation of the believers in Christ who will be living at the last day. In the message, Revelation chapter 5, first part, the Reverend William Branham tells us on page 14, he says, now, we find out in there they were guarding God's mercy seat in the Old Testament. And there, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, all of them. And even the Lion of the tribe of Judah laid down his life to guard that mercy seat. Let it be sprinkled with his own blood. And there he stands this morning, today, the great conqueror, which shall descend from the east someday, and we shall see him. And he writes, the lion descends from the east. And to the right he writes, the spiritual Judea. And let us go for a moment there to the book of quotations on page 85. On paragraph 730, where he tells us, and John looked to see the lion, and there come a lamb, shaking, blood on him, wounds. He had prevailed. And there he writes on the top, John was expecting to see a lion, and a lamb appeared. You could tell he had been in battle. He had been slain, but he was alive again. John hadn't noticed this lamb before, you know, here. It hadn't been mentioned before. Nowhere had it been mentioned. John didn't see it all over the heavens as he was looking, but here it come forth. Notice where it came forth. Where did he come from? It come from the Father's throne, where he had been seated since he had been slain and raised again. He raised up and sat on the right hand of God, ever living to make intercession. On the right side there, he draws Star of David. Amen. Raised there today as an intercessor with his own blood to make intercession upon the ignorance of the people. And at the bottom he writes, the Lamb came from the Father's throne. Now, our brother Branham continues saying here in the message we are reading of Revelation chapter 5, first part, he says. Now, we turn quickly, because I know there is a baptismal service. What is this seven-sealed book? Oh, what a great thing. Did you notice how it says here, it was seven seals on the back of the book? It's something. And he writes, the seals. Oh, may God help us now and give us courage, and maybe sooner or later, I can get it to you. Look, this is not written in the Word. It's sealed on the back of the Word. The book was sealed by these seven seals. The whole mystery of the book is sealed up in these seven seals. This is one of the most greatest chapters in the whole book of the Revelation. Look, and I saw in the right hand, this is in Revelation chapter 5. It says, and I saw in the right hand of him that sat upon the throne a book written within, inside written. That's what we're reading this morning. And the backside, sealed with seven seals. Outside the Bible, what the Bible doesn't even say, it's sealed in here with seven seals, the mysteries of God. Now, what is it? Now, notice, a seal represents a finished product, something that has been already tested, proven, and then sealed. Whereas, we have the earnest of our salvation now by being sealed with the Holy Spirit. That is the earnest of our salvation. And our brother William continues to say, and the believers in Christ will be filled with the divine revelation of the last day. And they will be very grateful to God at the last day, waiting for the transformation, because they will obtain the faith, the revelation, to be transformed. Christ says in Revelation chapter 22, verse 12, and behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. And his coming is to his church. After the great tribulation, it will be with his glorified church, and will come in the midst of the Hebrew people as well. But his coming before the great tribulation will be to his church. and it will be in the midst of His church that we will see His manifestation. We will see the manifestation of the Son of Man. How will, as our brother William says here, how will that coming of the Lord come before the great tribulation? In a manifestation of the Son of Man. Therefore, it is a manifestation of a prophet. Notice how He was giving us those good tidings of what would be happening before the great tribulation, to give us, with His coming, the faith to be transformed and raptured. On page 117, paragraph 1036, it tells us, God's chief sign is a prophet. Now, I'm going to speak a few minutes about that. They are His word made manifest for that age. And that's the reason a prophet is always God's chief sign. He has never sent a judgment upon the earth without first sending a prophet. And he writes, God's chief sign is a prophet before the judgment, national or international, and before the great tribulation. Well, our brother William is telling us that God has to send that Son of Man to manifest, fulfill His coming, and thus give the warning of that coming judgment of the great tribulation. Now look at what our brother William keeps saying here, and in the midst of his church is where the Hebrew people will see the manifestation of the angel of the covenant, the Messiah, whom Israel is waiting for. Israel is waiting for the coming of the Messiah. And who else? What we read here at the beginning of this message. Those who are going to be transformed and taken to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Those are the only two people that are waiting for that fulfillment, which the church bride of this end time is already receiving. Everything that the coming of the Lord, the fulfillment of the coming of the Lord, is given us at this end time in a great tent cathedral, whom Israel is waiting for. And they will say, this is the one who we are waiting for. Now, notice something very important here. How are they going to identify Him? Because, notice, those who are going to be transformed identify Him. And they receive Him in His coming in the midst of the people. God fulfilling that promise. And they receive Him, and so they are joyful, as He says there. They are so happy and grateful to God because God fulfilled His promise, and they are receiving what they were waiting for. Now, the Hebrew people also, when they see Him in the midst of the Gentiles, carrying out that work, at a certain moment, they will say, well, this is the one we are waiting for. Notice that the rest of the people, who are not for transformation and rapture, what they instead do is to look for the way to fight against it, and try to impose their ideas, carnal interpretations, and search in the messages here and there to try to fight against the fulfillment of what He promised. Because since that promise is not for them, then they fight against it. And that is how it's been through all age and all dispensations. It is not something new. They fought the first coming of the Lord. They were expecting Him in a certain way, and He came to them as a simple construction worker. Notice. And He was only received by those who were waiting for that promise, no matter how God was going to fulfill it. If it was that way in a construction worker, they would receive it that way, and they did. And in His second coming, that is why He said, what if God also fulfills the second coming in a construction worker, would they receive him also? The person, in the time in which he is living, and the attitude that he takes in and before the program that God is carrying out in the midst of his church, the attitude that he takes at that point in his trajectory on this earthly life is the same attitude that they would have taken in past times. In other words, those who today are fighting and turning their back on the fulfillment of the second coming of the Lord as he promised it, as he foreran it through the Reverend William Branham, in the fulfillment of a great tent cathedral, in the time of Jesus, they would have done the same thing. And those who are receiving his coming and are joyful and grateful to God at this last day, receiving the faith to be transformed and taken with Christ to the marriage supper of the Lamb, in the time of Jesus, they would have been hand on hand with the fulfillment of the first coming of the Lord. As simple as that. Now notice how Brother William says here, this is the one we are waiting for. In other words, what is he doing with the Gentiles? What is he doing with Christianity? What is he doing with the church? For sure, he is giving them the faith to be transformed. That is what Brother William says there. In other words, you are already seeing here what God is doing in the midst of his church bride. And it is giving her the faith to be transformed and raptured. And the Hebrew people will see him, the angel of the covenant, the pillar of fire in the midst of Christianity, carrying out that work. On page 128, paragraph 1140, he tells us, go into the prophet's chamber and watch them 7 steps. Where did the guard meet the challenge of bringing the comer into the presence of the king? At the top of the steps. Into the presence of the king, and he writes of the one forerunner. And forerunner, he writes at, where did the guard meet? There he writes, forerunner. Into the presence of the king, at the top he writes, of the one forerun. And he draws a cornerstone and an arrow toward the cornerstone. Of the king, at the top of the steps, was in the 7th step. And he writes, the forerunner. This shows that we've got to come again with that same spirit that was on John. He introduced the Messiah. He was greater than all the prophets. He introduced it. And we've got to come to a place again to something that's going to introduce the Messiah. And how would the Messiah, the people that believe in him, know it unless they're constantly in the Word to know what he is? And there he writes on the side, how to know the Messiah, the Anointed One, with the pillar of fire. And he also writes there, the Messiah will be known always in the Word. He also writes, the prophet's chamber, and he draws some ladders. Now notice that they remember that when they see him, it is because he will always be in the Word. Notice in a writing on the back, he writes, the Messiah, and on a question mark, how will he be known? And he writes, because he will be constantly in the Word. That is what the Hebrew people are going to see. And that is what the church bride is already receiving. And how will the church bride be fed with that manna? Through what is bringing us the fulfillment of what was forerun, his word. Because, notice, they, in other words, the 144,000, our brother William says here, that when they say, This is the one we are waiting for. In other words, what is he doing with the Gentiles? What is he doing with Christianity? What is he doing with the church? For sure, he's giving them the faith to be transformed. That's what Brother William says. They see that manifestation before the Great Tribulation, of which we find it in the Book of the Seals on page 423, where he says, but Jacob said, I'm not going to leave you. You can't go. I'm going to stay right with you. See, I want things change here. That's that 144,000, that money skimming bunch, and things like that. When they see the true genuine thing to get a hold of, there stands Moses and there stands Elijah. Amen. They wrestle with God until 144,000 of the tribes of Israel are called out right there. In other words, they are sealed. He says, that's just before the tribulation period. Now notice that this happens before the Great Tribulation. And that is why they see him in the midst of his church. And there is where he also writes a part on the back side of the Book of Quotations, where he says, he writes, the 144,000 come out before the Great Tribulation. That is, they are sealed before the Great Tribulation begins. Of which, notice in a quote here, where he tells us, let us see here if we find it, where he tells us about those angels whom are sealing, when that angel begins to seal the 144,000. That is on page 2A, paragraph 15. It says, to avoid reading the whole paragraph, it says at the end, the same Holy Ghost that fell on the day of Pentecost is right here for you. Then the gospel go back to the Jews right there at that time. Then there'll be a revival amongst those Jews right there that'll carry thousands and ten of thousands and 144,000 into the kingdom of God. Will be sealed by the sealing angel. And he writes, Moses, see, by a dispensational messenger. And we have already seen that this happens before the Great Tribulation. And remember that in that dispensational interlace, where the dispensation of the kingdom begins and the dispensation of grace has already ended, around between 2018-2019, there's an interlace there. See? They're like the relay race. The one who has the scepter runs and he passes it to the other one. But he keeps running. And you can see two people running. But it does not count for both, but only for one. And the one who takes the scepter starts a new stretch with the scepter. But he had already began to run close to the one who had the scepter. In other words, that last one runs the last part with the one next to him, because there cannot be two prophets at the same time. And if it is, there is an excerpt that we can read it in one of these days, where he says that if both are present at the same time, our brother William says, one belongs to one dispensation and the other one to another dispensation. He says, if they are both on earth at the same time, And that is the only way that he separates them and that they can be together. One belong one to a dispensation and another to another dispensation. That is why one can see the runner before the last one run and see another one running beside him. But one has the ministry of that age and that dispensation, and the other one is overlapping himself there. And there comes a moment where, when he passes the scepter to him, seemingly they are both going there and they merge into one. Then he continues with the last one with the scepter, and the other one is running, but then the one that gave his scepter and no longer has it is slowing down, and the other one is moving away with the scepter in his hand. Now notice here what happens when this is being carried out, in which that work is also being carried out of giving the rapturing faith to the chosen ones. And there is also an interlace between the church bride, God giving the rapturing faith to the elect of God, and to seal the 144,000. That also happens. Those two events also happened before the Great Tribulation. But when Brother Branham speaks it, notice, he speaks it in a very pronounced way, of up to here, and it begins here, and but all of that has an interlace. Because notice, he goes on to say, and right there, as soon as that sealing angel begins to seal that 144,000, the Gentile church door is closed, and the Jews take the Holy Ghost to the Jews. Notice how the church is finished with the work that angel who comes to make that separation, that segregation in the midst of Christianity, and he comes bringing them the faith to be transformed and raptured. And in that period of time where he is giving the rapturing faith to the bride, they, the Jews, are going to see, and they are going to recognize him. Now, he goes on to say, and they'll have a revival that'll sweep their entire world. Hallelujah. And the power of God will be manifested amongst the Jews. In other words, the return of the Holy Spirit to the Hebrew people, which is carried out by the Son of Man through a prophet. Now, our brother William continues saying here, there is a very great mystery in the coming of Christ to his church at the last day. And the coming of Christ after the Great Tribulation, those are two different things that we have to understand. And even after the millennium and the last judgment, the earth will go through a time of purification. It will be covered with fire. But the elect, his church, the church of the Lord, and those who are to be saved, will go into eternity. Well, for sure, they will be in another dimension while the planet earth is purified. And then, well, they will come with Christ to reign for all eternity, sealed by the greatest sign. Let us stand and thus immediately leave with us in the subject sealed by the greatest sign, our dear brother and friend, Dr. William Soto Santiago.